Weddings are joyous occasions, and marriage can be one of the most fulfilling and joyous experiences in the entire world. Young men and women find common interests and goals in their courtship. The marriage commitment leads to a family or community wedding to witness that commitment. The family is the foundation of any society. A successful marriage is a joy to the extended family as well as to a community. But marriage can also present challenging problems, and if the problems are not solved, marriage can be most painful. There are proven strategies to encourage a more loving relationship. How can you improve your marriage? How can you have a successful marriage? You need to know the strategies and the keys. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. The family is the foundation of any society, and a stable, successful marriage contributes toward a strong, stable civilization. When a man and woman make the commitment to become husband and wife, there is often a joyous gathering to celebrate the establishment of a new family. A wedding is a joyous occasion, often accompanied with music, flowers, family, and friends. Marriage is one of the most important events in a person's life, and a formal public commitment begins a lifetime together. The bride and groom may even say traditional words such as, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do us part. If you are planning for a marriage, are you thoroughly prepared for marriage? And if you're married, how are you doing with your commitment? And how are marriages doing nationally? Are they stable? Are they successful? The divorce rate can give us an indication. In 2001 in the United States, there were 9.8 marriages and 4.5 divorces for every 1,000 people. Australia had 6.9 marriages and 2.52 divorces per 1,000 people. The United Kingdom had 6.8 marriages and 3.08 divorces per 1,000 people. That means there was about one divorce for every 2.2 marriages in the United States and the United Kingdom, and about one divorce for every 2.7 marriages in Australia. These statistics do not forebode well for the stability of our Western civilization, but you can apply strategies for a successful marriage. On today's program, we'll discuss five keys for a successful marriage, and we'll be offering you an inspiring free booklet that will help strengthen, enrich, and even save your marriage. This booklet will help your family as well as your friends who may be planning marriage. It's titled, God's Plan for Happy Marriage. Be sure to write down the phone number and address to order your free copy. You can also order this inspiring free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. Just ask for the booklet on marriage. My friends, we in the Western world need to strengthen our families and our marriages. The stability and health of the nation is greatly dependent on the stability and health of the family. In many societies, biblical values are being thrown out the window. Let's understand, the Creator God is the one who instituted marriage. If you have your Bible, turn to Ephesians 3, verse 14. God's plan is to expand His spiritual, immortal family. He created the human family to prepare each and every one of us for a glorified future. Notice Ephesians 3 and verse 14. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. God's purpose is to create a spiritual family. That inspiring truth should motivate us to improve our own family and marital relationships. When you acknowledge God in your marriage, when you apply the principles and strategies of successful family living, you can enrich, improve, and save your marriage. My friends, there are proven biblical keys for a successful marriage. You need to know them and apply them in your own marriage. and you may want to share them with friends or relatives planning to marry in the near future. Let's understand, it may not be easy, but the effort can lead to great rewards and a lasting, loving relationship. The first key for a successful marriage is, give 100% to your mate. The old saying, marriage is a 50-50 proposition, is totally wrong. Upscale, modern, enlightened professionals may say, independence is a priority. We'll intellectually agree to work together, but I'll still reserve my personal escape route in case things don't work out right. One needs to ask, what is the framework for our relationship? Is it mutual convenience? Or is it a biblically based relationship that will grow in depth and character for the rest of our lives? What does the Bible say? Turn in your Bible to Acts 20, verse 35. Most Bible students are acquainted with this verse. It's foundational to happy relationships and the character that we need for all eternity. Acts 20, verse 35. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Or as the Moffat translation states, "It's happier to give than to get." One of the greatest gifts you can give is your time. Some years ago, when I was very active in sports, I tended to shortchange my wife in spending time together. I still remember the time when I determined to give my time to her in some special activity that would please her. She wanted to go canoeing. That was not my favorite activity. But we went canoeing on an East Texas lake on a Sunday afternoon, surrounded by pine trees, blue skies, waterfowl, and peace. What I considered a sacrifice of my time led to an improved relationship. My wife enjoyed the activity and appreciated my effort. Learn to share your time and your life. As Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. True love is giving without expecting anything in return. When two people give 100%, you have a strong bond, a strong overlap that is going to guarantee flexibility and the ability to cope with crisis and problems. See what happens when both are giving 100%? There's a great deal of overlap. But the 50-50 proposition is a built-in weak link in your relationship. God's way of life is a giving way. That's the mature approach to life and marriage. The Bible also instructs husbands and wives to give to one another sexually. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 2. Because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another except with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Strategy number one to improve your marriage is give 100% to your mate. In his book, How to Live 365 Days a Year, Dr. John A. Schindler comments on the problem of selfishness. Quote, "The only person capable of true affection is the person who can forget himself and his own immediate interest while he places the welfare and interest of someone else foremost. When both husband and wife can do that, they will have no domestic nor sexual trouble." End of quote. How many husbands and wives actually practice that principle? And how many Christian husbands and wives actually practice that principle? This leads us to the second important strategy, which we'll discuss in the second part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our free booklet, God's Plan for Happy Marriage. This booklet will give you more strategies and principles than we have time to cover on this program. They are time-tested principles because they are based on the Creator's instruction book, the Bible. Here are some of the keys and principles that will help you. Build a God-centered marriage, heartfelt communication, learn to forgive, and romance is vital. As it states here on page 28, quote, "If sex is used in marriage as a reaffirmation of love, of trust, of the spirit of giving of each other to the other, then it is a beautiful and sacred thing in the sight of God," end of quote. This free booklet will give you the biblical keys to a happy marriage, and it will help you improve your marriage. It will also help family and friends who may be preparing for their upcoming wedding. It's free of charge, and there's no obligation. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, God's Plan for Happy Marriage. Just ask for the booklet on marriage. You can also order this free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that marriage and family, the foundation of any strong civilization, is becoming more and more vulnerable in the Western world. My friends, if a nation or society is to prosper or even survive, it needs to apply the positive principles in our marriages and families. Key number one for a successful marriage was give 100% to your mate. That leads us to the second important strategy. Key number two is honor and respect your spouse. Do you really value your spouse? Do you respect him or her as a human being made in the image of God? Turn in your Bible to Philippians 2 and verse 3. Listen to God's instruction regarding our relationship with others. Philippians 2 and verse 3. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Yes, value your mate. Esteem your mate better than yourself. To vain, self-indulgent individuals, that sounds so archaic. But it's a living law. So repent of selfish ambition and conceit. Turn your attitude around. Esteem your mate. Value your spouse. Accept your mate as a potential child of God. As the saying goes, don't sweat the small stuff. Look for the positive values in your mate. If you've been abusing your mate, physically or verbally, you need to repent. You need to humble yourself before God and ask His forgiveness. And you need to apologize to your mate as well. I know personally it's sometimes difficult to say, I'm sorry. But it can go a long way in healing and restoring a relationship. Now, just how do you demonstrate honor and respect to your husband or wife? There are many ways, such as giving special gifts, listening carefully, expressing thanks, and using common courtesy in your words and in the tone of your voice. How patient are you with your family? Patience is a way of expressing love, as it states in the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Read that chapter. Pray that God will give you the ability to live by those qualities and grow in those qualities. You can improve your marriage by listening, by understanding, and by giving space to one another. You can improve your marriage by honoring and respecting your spouse. Turn in your Bible to 1 Peter 3 and verse 7. Here God gives vital instructions to husbands. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Key number two for improving your marriage is honor and respect your spouse. The third key is extremely important. Set a positive example. The Apostle Peter gives instructions for Christians to set a good example, even to their non-Christian mates. Let's read that in 1 Peter 3 and verse 1. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. Remember, you cannot change another person against his or her will, but you can change yourself. We all have God-given responsibilities in our marriage and family. God tells husbands in Ephesians 5, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Are you as a husband fulfilling your responsibility? Some husbands and wives place great emphasis on judging their mate's conduct to excuse their own lack of faithful service. But remember, we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, as it tells us in Romans 14:10. Be sure you're fulfilling your own God-given responsibility as a husband or wife. Years ago, our executive producer and presenter, Roderick Meredith, wrote what I feel are two classic articles on Christian responsibilities for men and women. His article titled, What All Husbands Need to Know, appeared in the Plain Truth magazine, June 1966. That article has helped me significantly for more than 40 years in my marriage. To briefly summarize, the five responsibilities of a husband toward his wife are, 1, love and respect. 2, support and encouragement. 3, leadership and guidance. 4, help and protection. And 5, inspiration to grow. It takes time to internalize and practice them, but they are vital, valuable principles. Mr. Meredith also wrote an encouraging article for women titled, True Womanhood, Is It a Lost Cause? That article appeared in the Plain Truth magazine, November 1965. To briefly summarize, the five feminine characteristics are, 1, responsiveness and service. 2, tenderness and beauty. 3, intelligence and understanding. 4, Christian virtue. And 5, faith, hope, and courage. When we apply these biblical characteristics in our lives, we enrich the lives of others, and we strengthen our marriage and family. Turn in your Bible to the book of Titus. Here are biblical responsibilities for Christian women. Titus 2 and verse 4 instructs the older women to teach and admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children. Are you wives and mothers fulfilling your God-given responsibility? If you are, you'll be a positive example to your mate. God will bless your efforts if you acknowledge him in your marriage and if you ask Jesus Christ to live his life in you. With God's help, strive to be the best husband or the best wife you can be. Key 3 for a successful marriage is set a positive example. You can improve your marriage. You can enrich your marriage. You can save your marriage with God's help by applying these biblical principles. My friends, always be conscious of your mate's awesome potential. Now, the fourth strategy is also very basic and very fundamental, and you probably already know how important it is, and that is the principle of communication. Key 4 for a successful marriage is communicate in love. How often do couples tune out one another in their conversations? Effective communication means effective listening as well as speaking. We should listen for understanding. Try to understand the other person's point of view. Try to understand the other person's feelings and needs. Demonstrate respect by giving your full attention. The Apostle Paul gives us a fundamental principle in communicating effectively, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. Some people speak the truth in hate, but a Christian who is maturing in Christ will be concerned for the impact of his words and message on the listener. When you talk with your husband or your wife, do you demonstrate concern and care? Do you communicate respect? Certainly, we need to be patient with one another. Again, the love chapter, as it's called in your Bible, 1 Corinthians 13, states it this way, verse 4, charity suffereth long and is kind. That's the King James Version. The NIV states it this way: love is patient, love is kind. Be conscious in your conversations to speak the truth in love. In our fast-paced life, husbands and wives may be going in different directions and hardly have time to speak to one another. Some studies have shown that many couples average less than 20 minutes a week in conversation. But there's a way to capitalize on the brief time you have together, and that is the 4-minute contact rule. In their book, Contact, the First 4 Minutes, Dr. Lennon Zunin and his wife Natalie Zunin state this, quote, "The success or failure of a marriage can depend on what happens between a husband and wife during just 8 minutes of the day, 4 in the morning upon awakening, and 4 when you are reunited after the working day." That's page 133. Key number 4 for a successful marriage is communicate in love. In the conclusion of our program, we'll discuss the final and 5th key, which lays the foundation for all the other keys. But first, I'd like to offer you our inspiring free booklet, God's Plan for Happy Marriage. This booklet will help you in your study of the Bible and its principles for marital success. Perhaps some of your friends or relatives will be married soon. This booklet can give help in a new marriage as well as a long-established one. Here are some of the keys and principles that will help you. Marriage means giving. Learn to forgive. Build your family kingdom. And romance is vital. This booklet is free of charge and there is no obligation. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of God's Plan for Happy Marriage. Just ask for the booklet on marriage. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional offices.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
On today's program, we've briefly discussed 4 of the 5 strategies for improving your marriage and even saving your marriage. Key number 5 for a successful marriage is pray together. Now, I realize you may be married to an unbeliever, in which case you simply need to pray for him or her and pray for your marriage. As we saw earlier, you can be a Christian example to your mate. 1 Peter 3 gives instructions to wives who have unconverted husbands. 1 Peter 3 and verse 1. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. Your loving, giving Christian example can go a long way toward positively influencing your husband. Notice the emphasis is on conduct, not on trying to argue your mate into your religion. Now, if both of you and your spouse personally pray, try praying together. I normally begin the prayer, and after a short while, I nudge my wife. Then after her prayer, I'll conclude our praying together. It's amazing just how intimate and personal thoughts come out in our prayers. In that way, we're sharing with one another and with our God. Perhaps one of my wife's most favorite expressions is, "Let's pray about that." I appreciate her willingness to involve God in our marriage and in our life together. We all need to acknowledge God and our Savior in every aspect of our lives. As it tells us in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." To summarize, key number 1 for a successful marriage is give 100% to your mate. Key number 2 is honor and respect your spouse. Key number 3 for a successful marriage is set a positive example. Key number 4 for a successful marriage is communicate in love. Key number 5 is pray together. A successful marriage takes work, effort, and nourishing to be successful. It means giving all you can and following your God-given responsibilities as a husband or as a wife. There will be obstacles, differences, and even conflicts. But with God's help, you can improve your marriage and even save your marriage if it's in danger. You can have a successful, happy, and joy-filled marriage. Ask God to help you apply these principles in your own life. Remember, you cannot force your mate to change. You can only change yourself. But your example of love and service can have an influence and positive impact on your mate. You cannot do it on your own. You need the help of your Savior in your own life. As the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. May God bless you, your marriage, and your family as you strive to live by His Word. There are many other effective strategies and biblical keys to improving and enriching your marriage. You'll find many of them in our inspiring and informative booklet, God's Plan for Happy Marriage. It's free of charge and there's no obligation. Just call the number on your screen. This helpful booklet gives you God's perspective and the spiritual and practical keys to improve the most intimate of human relationships. Just pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, God's Plan for Happy Marriage. This booklet will be very helpful to those preparing a wedding and those who may be considering a possible marriage in the future. Just ask for the booklet on marriage. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. Roderick Meredith and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. We also invite you to join our guest presenters, Wallace Smith and Rod King, who will give you special perspective and insight on vital biblical topics. So be sure to join us again next week right here at the same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. To view today's program, order the free literature offered, or for more information on today's vital subject, visit us online at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.